Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the fourth live broadcast of Clinically Speaking, where we discuss integrative mental health and life coaching topics to promote an increased quality of life and a decrease in stigmas. I'm your host, Sierra Renee, and I have the honor of being the lead therapist, life coach, and owner of Elevated Counseling and Coaching in Westland, Michigan, where we serve individuals, couples, families, and groups by first trusting in the providence of God. And then we integrate tools from the field of psychology and life coaching to help grow, develop, and maintain skills to help us to be elevated to the very best version of ourselves. Today's show topic is decisions, decisions, decisions. Our scripture reference is going to come from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Clinical tool is coming from Dr. Edward D. DeBono, and is the Six Thinking Hats model. I'm very excited to share this information with you guys, so let's just go ahead and pray first, and then we'll get right to it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Father, you are such a great, great God, and we just reverence you. Lord, I ask that you remove any distractions from our hearts and our minds so that we may hear a word from you. As we discuss this information on making decisions, I pray that those who are listening are blessed and your name be glorified. It's in Jesus' name. We thank you. We pray. And we all say amen. All right. So decisions, decisions, decisions. We make them every day, right? I don't like to use absolutes, but I can absolutely say that this absolute is true. Every one of us will make at least one decision every single day. Every one of us, we make them at least one. I mean, we make tons of them, but at least one every single day. Some of them may have like a high impact on our lives, like what job do we take? Who are we going to marry? Others may have not so much of an impact, like what am I going to wear to work today? Or what am I going to eat today? Some decisions we make with very little effort at all. We just kind of like are on autopilot. We know what we want, like, or even feel, and then we just go with it. Others can be a bit more challenging because there might be some other people that are involved, or it might even have like some life-altering effects by the decisions that we make. So today I want to introduce to you or discuss with you a model, if you're already aware, discuss with you a model that can help you with some of the challenging decisions that you have to make in life and just overall being a better decision maker. The motto is called The Six Thinking Hats, and it's by Dr. Edward D. DeBono. The motto he created, well, he wrote this book in 1985. The motto is designed to help us deliberately adopt a variety of perspectives on subjects that may be different than the ones that we might naturally assume. So I want you to think about yourself for a second. What is your instinctive approach to decision making? Are you naturally optimistic like me? Chances are you might not consider the downside of things at times. I'm definitely like a glass half full kind of girl, and sometimes I can be blindsided because I just didn't think it through. Or to the opposite, are you very cautious or have like a high risk management outlook? Well, chances are you might not see as many opportunities, and you possibly could miss out on something great. So the Six Thinking Hat motto forces us to move outside of our habitual thinking style and to look at things from a number of different perspectives. This allows us to get a more well-rounded view of our situation. Each hat has a different color, and it represents different thinking styles that we should use one at a time. Okay, I think I might have teased you enough, right? So let's look at each one of these hats together. The first one is the managerial blue hat. This hat represents like process control. It's the hat that may be worn by, let's say, like a chairperson or someone who's leading a meeting. When you're looking at something that's difficult because ideals are running dry, they may direct the activity. So as you understand more about it, they come up with contingency plans or may suggest, okay, green hat thinking now because we got to get this ball continuously going. So he's more so like the director or manager director. The next one is, let's look at some questions that you can ask while wearing the blue hat. What are some of the problems that I'm facing? How can I best define these problems? What is my goal and outcome? What do I seek to achieve by solving this problem? That's a good one, right? That's a really good one. We understand like what the end game is, because sometimes we get lost in processes and we can kind of be taken off track, but continually reminding ourselves, like, what do I want to achieve here? What am I trying to do? So another one is, what are some most effective methods to proceeding from this position? Like, is there something else out there that's already been done? What's been proven? What can we do? How can I best organize and arrange my thinking to help me move beyond this present circumstance? So that's kind of like a manager. They're looking over the whole situation and trying to figure out what's the best way we should move. That is our blue hat thinking. Then we have the neutral white hat. This hat focuses on available data. It looks at the information that we have. We analyze past trends, if that's available to us, and we see what we can learn from it. With this hat, we're looking for gaps in our knowledge, either ways we can fill them or even account for them. Some questions that you might ask yourself while wearing the white hat is, what do I know about the problem? What kind of information do I have here? What don't I know about the problem? Can we find a gap there? What am I missing possibly? What can I learn from this problem? What more would I like to learn from this problem? And then you can also ask, like, how would I go about acquiring some facts and stats and data that can actually help me solve this problem? Again, has somebody else been there before? Depending on what decision we're making, can we go to somebody else? Can we research it? Can we pull up some information? What potential solutions exist based on the facts, stats, and data that you've already collected? Just the raw, hardcore facts, right? That's what we can take a look at with the white hat. The next one is the intuitive red hat. So when we're wearing our red hat, we look at the problem using our intuition, that gut reaction, and our emotions. Now, oftentimes they tell us to stay away from that in making business decisions, but we want to see what is our gut telling us. Also, we might want to think about how others could react to this emotionally? That could be important in making a personal life decision. How do I think that my loved one is going to respond emotionally to this decision that I'm about to make? That could be some really good insight for us, right, and how to move forward. So we want to try to understand the responses of people who don't really fully understand our reasoning, just off their gut. Like if we didn't explain it to them, we just dropped it on them, what would they say? How would they feel? That's good insight for moving forward. So some of the questions that you might ask yourself: what is my gut telling me about this solution? What are my feelings telling me about the choice I'm about to make? Based on my feelings, is there a better way that I could go about this? So if my gut is just not liking this, is there something else? Am I possibly missing something? Can I go a different way? Intuitively, is this the right decision for me? I like when we have that feeling in our gut, I like to say we know the answer. We know the answer. And then we have the next one is our pessimistic black hat. Using this hat, you're looking at decisions and the potential negative outcome. You want to look at this very cautiously and defensively. Try to find out what might not work. This is important because it highlights weak points. It also allows us to eliminate them, alter them, or prepare a contingency plan to counter them as they come up. Black hat thinking is tough because it's dependent on if we really want something, we don't want to think about the negative things. But it can also help us to spot fatal flaws and risks before we set out on this course, right? This could actually be really beneficial for us, particularly in today's culture where we've been kind of conditioned to want to think so positively all the time when we actually might be overlooking a problem that we could have foreseen if we had thought about it. It helps us to be more prepared to handle these difficulties. Some questions you can ask yourself with black hat thinking is, what is the fatal flaws in this idea? What's some of the drawbacks? What are some of the ways that this is likely to fail? Do I have the necessary resource? Can I actually pull this off? Those are some of the things that we may not want to think about because we want to believe in ourselves and say we can do this, so it kind of forces us down that path. But it's very important to do that for preventative purposes. So then we have the optimistic yellow hat. The yellow hat helps us to think positively. So we went down that negative trail, now we back positive. It's an optimistic viewpoint that helps us to see all the benefits of the decision and the value in it. Yellow hat keeps us thinking, keeps us going forward and looking past the gloomy and difficult parts of it. So it can restore hope for us, right? So one of the questions that we can ask with the yellow hat on is, how can I best approach this problem? How can I logically and realistically make this work? What positive outcomes can result from this action? Good. What is the benefits, the goals, the good things that's going to come out of this? So that's with our yellow hat. Then we have our creative green hat. The creative green hat, it helps us to develop a creative solution to our problems. It is free will in it. It's just you're free thinking. Sometimes it's that crazy outside of the box thinking that you might not normally do, but those are some of the things that actually just might work. You free yourself of any criticism of your ideal because you're just allowing yourself to just go and think. Like, I want to start a business in the middle of the street. Yeah, that sounds a little crazy, but maybe if I went around after I think it through, it actually could work. I just have to do it this way. It's that creative thinking where many inventions and some of those breaks are burned. So creative thinking is really great. Some questions that you might ask when you have your green hat on is, what alternative possibilities can exist here? You know, traditional way says this, but is there something that they may have missed? How can I look at this problem from a unique perspective? How do I think outside of the box? Or just asking yourself, what if? What if I just did it? I don't know. I'll tell you something that I want to do is I just want to do counseling in the street. Well, like on the Riverwalk. What if I just grabbed the sign and went down there and said, hey, free counseling? what would happen? What could spiral from that? That's that kind of creative thinking that can be actually push an ideal forward and actually have you creating something new and exciting, right? So those are the six hats. So now that we have an understanding of those six hats and how it can help us to solve problems, let's look at how we can, like, put it all together. The process starts with the blue hat, the manager. So he's the one that's going to kind of delegate all of the thinking and how we do it. The blue hat will define the outline, the problems, the questions, and it guides the other thinking through the thinking. It guides the other hats through the thinking processes. The white hat collects all the data, the facts, the statistics related to the problem, and then uses this information to throw logical solutions to the problem. The red hat intuitively reflects on the solutions, then based on what its hunches are, it selects the best course of action moving forward. The black hat quickly pinpoints holes. It looks at dangers, flaws, limitations, looks at the dangers, flaws, and limitation of the proposed plan. The yellow hat challenges the black hat by bringing to light the logical ideals and contingency plans that can help circumvent these dangers. Then the green hat takes these ideas and enhances them by thinking outside of the box. So after you put on all these hats, the blue hat continues to kind of transition between the hats in a logical order. It may, for instance, ask the red hat for its intuitive insight about the green hat's ideal, or it might ask the white hat to gather more facts and information about the dangers that the black hat brought to light. And after that, it just kind of goes from the yellow back and forth through some logical solutions to the problem. No matter how the blue hat decides to go through this thinking process, its objective is to seek a global perspective and understanding of the problem. It wants to bring light to an ideal solution of the problem. That's the key to stay aware of that. And that'll help you cycle through these six. That'll help you cycle through the six thinking hats to solve your problem. The most thinking hat provides us with like a multidimensional tool that can improve our effectiveness and efficiency in how we think and work through problems. It goes well beyond problem solving, though. We can really just apply that to our everyday lives and how we make our decisions at hand. All right. So I know it seems like a lot, but we really go through those steps anyway at some point in time when we're making decisions or we're trying to solve a problem. The difference here is that we'll be more focused and strategic when doing so, and that when doing it that way, we actually can be the most effective. So I hope that was some helpful information that you guys can use. I am going to put it on my Facebook page because I know I'm going quick and you're probably like, I want to write that down. You can always go back and listen to this, but I'm going to put an outline on my Facebook page at Elevated Counseling and Coaching so you guys can go back and review that. Your Edward D. DeBono. But since one of the objectives of this show is to integrate theology and psychology, let's take a look at what the Word has to say also. The Bible teaches us that solid decision-making begins with discerning the will of God. Our scripture for today is Matthew 6:33. And I'm going to be reading from the ESV. And it says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. This verse is a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which was given to us to live a life that is dedicated to and pleasing to God, free from hypocrisy, full of love and grace, full of wisdom and discernment. Our verse is a part of Jesus' instruction on how not to worry about these things. If we about his business, he going to take care of ours. So I want to challenge us today to apply this to how we make decisions and how we feel about making some of the more challenging decisions that we're faced with, or even not so challenging decisions, right? Our attitude towards decision-making should be like Jesus's. When he affirmed in Luke 22:42, not my will, but your will be done. Feels his will to us in two ways, primarily two ways. First, through his spirit, and second, through his word. Psalms 119:05 tells us, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the process of decision-making includes making judgments about an attitude or an action. Decisions are an act of our will, and they're almost always influenced by our mind, the emotions, or both. The decisions we make actually reflect the desires that are in our heart. Yeah, they do. Therefore, you know, a key question decision is, do I choose to please myself, or do I choose to please God? Oh, no, hang on a second. My notes went out. Okay, or do I choose to please God? One second, guys. I've lost my spot in my notes here. All right. The whole picture. The past, the present, the future, everything in our lives, right? He knows it all. He teaches us and he counsels us and he reveals himself to us through his word and spirit. God has made this promise to you, to us. I will instruct you and teach you in the ways that you shall go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalms 32:8. And also in Psalms 25:12. But we have to know him first. We have to seek first the kingdom of God. Now, okay, I have to be responsible and say this. There's going to be some times when God's will seems undesirable to you or unpleasant for you, and you may just want to follow your own heart's desire instead of trusting God. Can I keep it real? We might want to do that because that path is narrow, right? And we're like, well, this wide street over here looks a little easier to go through. But Proverbs 14:12 says that there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is a way to death. So even though it may seem undesirable at our first finite glance, God's will is always for our benefit. In him rather than ourselves, we will soon discover what decisions are pleasing to him. He will reveal those to us. Another reason why we want to first seek the kingdom is because God blesses the decisions that result in his glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God blesses the decisions that reflect his character and promote justice, kindness, and humility. He blesses those decisions also that come from faith. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God also promises us wisdom when we ask for it. If any of us lack wisdom, he says to us, ask. And God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James 1:5. So we want to ask and pray. And he makes a promise to us that he will give it to us. Now, I know that decision-making sometimes can be a very painful process. You don't know what's the right course of action, and there may be some real high stakes that are at hand when we're making those decisions. And those, sometimes it might hurt. You might have to hurt, or somebody might hurt because of those decisions. But this is where we really need God's grace. Are we willing to suffer for the glory of Christ? 1 Peter says, since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, yourself with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of this time in the flesh, no longer for human passion, for the will of God. Making that decision can be tough, but our God is faithful. We must seek him first, ask for wisdom, and trust his promises, and he will guide our path. So, to Dr. Edward de Bono's motto, as a believer, add on the Righteous Purple hat. I picked purple because that's like royalty, right? So I want to pick the Righteous Purple hat. Maybe I should write them and ask them, can we add that to the, make it the Seven Thinking hat? This hat is designed to glorify God. This hat is designed to glorify God. That's it. And we need to trust that he will give us peace that only God can give us. Some of the questions that we might ask ourselves when wearing this hat is, which, by the way, we should never be taking this one off, right? We want to keep this one on all the time. I know some of those other hats, we kind of take them on and off. But I want to challenge you guys to have this be the hat that you habitually go to, that you just instinctively, that's your first nature. You go to this hat. You want to put this one on to glorify God. So some of the questions that you might ask yourself when you have this hat on is, do I choose to please myself? Do I choose to please God? How is this glorifying God? The other hat's here with this one too. How is this glorifying God? What would he say? Can I pray about this too, God? So let's summarize some of our teaching for today. We examined the models, and we looked at the blue hat, which is our process hat, the white hat, which is our facts hat, the red hat, our feeling, the black hat, caution, risk management, the yellow hat, that's our benefits, and the green hat, that's our creativity, and we've added the purple hat, the one that's pleasing to God. That these are some very effective tools that we can use in making everyday small decisions, and particularly some of the challenging ones that will have some lasting impact on us. Like I said, we kind of do this all naturally anyway. Just being more strategic about it can help us to be the most effective, and before you know it, because God is so awesome in creating us this way, we'll have it down packed, where it's almost like an autopilot kind of thing. And then we have the tool that we can tap into when we need to, right? So I really hope that this information was helpful. Again, I'm going to be posting it on my Facebook page, Elevated Counseling and Coaching, for your review. I want to thank the executive producer, Brother James Brown, for sharing this platform. I really appreciate the opportunity. If you or someone that you know are in need of counseling, feel free to reach out to me. I want to walk alongside you on this journey. I can be reached at Elevated Counseling and Coaching on Facebook, or you can call me direct at 734-956. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us all that you have given us, Lord. We are just in awe of you, and we just appreciate all that you've done for us. Lord, as we're making decisions in life, both big and small, help us to put on our purple hat of righteousness so that all things that we do, we can do it with you in mind and the objective to glorify you. I pray that someone today was blessed by this information and that your name be glorified. It's in Jesus' name. We thank you, we pray, and we all say amen. God bless you all. Have a good evening.